Morgan, would you like to welcome everybody?
Oh, no. Oh, no. What happened? Where is everybody?
Well, they've been coming in. I'm not sure how many people are on the line so far.
Oh, my goodness. You mean nobody's here? Where's Heath? He's had a lot of holiday time off already. I think he's had enough. The rest of us are too chicken to keep up doing that, so...
Oh, well, good evening. Would you like to say your name and location? Good evening. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, this is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Terry. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Same to you. And to everybody who celebrates Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Uncle Terry.
Right back at you.
Yes.
Hi, Uncle Terry.
Terry from Phoenix.
Oh, hi, Uncle Terry.
Wonderful. Hello. Wonderful.
Hello. Glad to have you on board, Uncle Terry.
Thank you.
Hi, Uncle Terry.
Hello.
Hi, Uncle Terry.
Hello.
So nice to hear you.
Thank you.
You sound good.
Merry Christmas, Uncle Terry.
Good evening. Would you like to say your name and city?
Martha, it's Spokane, Washington.
Hi, Martha. Merry Christmas.
Hi. Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Carolyn in Medicine Hat, Alberta.
Hi. Good evening. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho from Sedona, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Merry Christmas, Jim. Hey.
Happy holiday to you. Very joyous and blessed.
Hi, Rick from Iowa City.
Hi, Rick.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Good evening. Would you like to say your name and city?
Oh, hi. This is Wynn.
Hi, Wynn. Merry Christmas.
Wynn from where?
Wynn from, where am I?
Alpha Centauri.
Well, you're not here.
Alpha Centauri.
From
We are in the lobby of the, what's it called?
Blue something?
No, that's the name of the street. What's this called?
Sorry,
oh, yeah. What is this convalescent home called?
I'm hard of hearing. I can't hear you.
Okay. Could you hear that in the background?
Yes.
Well, at least I won't bother you. What's the name of this home?
What? The name of it?
Yeah.
Brookdale.
Brookdale. So we're in the Brookdale Convalescent Home.
Yeah, they call it Humoratus or whatever it was. They call them Brookdale.
So somebody bought somebody out. It was called Brookdale something. And
hi. You're with Uncle Terry?
Well, we're in the lobby of here. And Terry is in his room. So now
Uncle Terry is in his room. But he's on the line. Terry has joined us.
Terry is on the line. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Now, I'm just walking down to say hello to you. Okay? And just to check in. Terry, who's interested for saying hello to people? You? Or Morgan, or come on.
I am. I'm all saying right. Hello.
You're too shy. We're getting all the shy people to say hello to everybody. Huh?
Yeah,
it was real quiet when I came.
Over being shy. But we are so glad to have Uncle Terry with us today. When you aren't here, Terry, everyone asks about you. They really love it when you join us.
Yeah, I am.
That's great.
And we had, let's see, sorry. I'm just walking into Terry's room. Hang on a second.
And we just got a new supply of books. We were back ordered on The Man Who Walked with Jesus. We were back ordered, but we just got a new supply, so they'll be shipped out Friday. Everybody that ordered that didn't get it yet. And so we have a new supply. If other people like to go to the website, intelligence-infinity.com. They can order the book online.
There was a guy in Coast to Coast last night talking about the historical Jesus. Might be interested in reading a copy of that book. If he's open-minded enough.
So here I am in Terry's bedroom, okay? And Terry is sitting there smiling at me. And we went to dinner here, and there was this very lovely lady who Terry was at Terry's table. And of course, every time I opened my mouth, Terry like said, "Oh my God, what are you going to say now?"
Which Terry's bedroom?
You say, well, I mean,
Terry
Friedman. At the dinner table. You know, the lady,
I feel better now.
Lady. The lady was a very lovely lady, and Terry has dinner with her every night, but she doesn't know about Terry's jaded background. And so I didn't tell her. It was as soon as I said reincarnation. Her arms went up like, "Oh my God, there's a demon at the table." So I said, I was good, but Terry was like sitting there saying, "Oh my God, Lynn, be careful what you say. I have to eat dinner with this lady every night." Terry is, see, here I can say whatever I want, right? Yeah. And Terry's son is here, Scott. Now you should. Wait a second. We should put on the speakerphone. Scott is actually living in Terry's room here, which I didn't know you could do that.
Right? Yeah. Well, you know, for vacation they allow it.
But Scott is like helping to take care of Terry. And I can feel Terry's spirits are quite lifted because Scott's here. So, you think say hello?
Sure.
You know, Scott doesn't quite know what we do, okay? But see, the cool thing is, when the energy is present, it's not like somebody has to know something to feel the energy. They just feel part of it. And, you know, we had dinner, and I know Scott was, I could feel Scott feeling part of everything. So, you know, I wrote a book. I have a bunch of people. You know, we talked to sources on the other side. They all know about Terry's jaded past. I shouldn't say jaded past. You know, I say that because...
illustrious past.
Well,
Terry has done great things in the starting of the holistic movement. He's been a great influence on holistic medicine.
There you go. And so I wanted Scott to feel part of what we're doing. And so since we're here today and we came to pick up books, we decided to do our call tonight. Are we recording, Terry? Hi, are we recording?
We're recording.
Hi.
Scott's not in there.
No, wait a second. Scott? I mean, hi, are you on the line?
Hi, she's not on the line.
Carolyn. All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Yep.
The conference has been locked. The conference has been unlocked.
I'm trying to figure out how to start the recording.
It said
this conference
being
is being recorded.
Okay, this is 7:09 p.m.
That's Arizona time.
Arizona time. It's 6 p.m. 6 p.m. Pacific time, which is what we normally go by.
Pacific time.
And we're recording, and as we announced beforehand, you know, our good friend Terry Friedman has moved from his house in Phoenix to a nursing home. And so we came down here today partially to pick up some more of his books, which everyone is getting. Keep your fingers crossed, because we may, I pitched Terry to be on Coast to Coast, and she was interested, and she said, call her back in the beginning, first week of January. So hold the space, because this could be an amazing Coast to Coast show. And Terry, can you hear me? I can't hear you. What's going on? I mean, I can't hear you on the phone. Are you muted?
He's Terry in the Brown? Distance. I can hear him. I can hear Terry, but he's very distant.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Terry, can you hear me? Hey, Terry. Terry, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Terry Friedman.
I can hear you.
Okay.
He can hear you.
Hi, Morgan. Yeah. I finally called back. I got in. Okay.
Hi.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Excuse me, Terry? Terry Friedman, can you push star six? Can you push star six? And now talk to me.
Hello?
Nope, I don't hear you yet.
I hear him, but he's very light.
No, he's in the background because he's in the other room. So,
hello?
Phone.
When?
Now I hear you. I hear you now, okay? Okay, good.
Now you're good.
Good. Okay, Terry. So let me mute all the games that are coming in.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted. All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right, we are on. And I guess, as usual, our preparation is part of the show. It's included in the first 10 minutes. And if this part of it bores you, just come in late. And let me see. Terry, can I hear you now? Say something.
Hello?
No, do star six once more, okay? And when you do it, tell me. Terry?
Yeah?
Still can't hear you. Press star six.
Hello?
Okay, we got you.
That's
now.
Better.
Okay. Loud and clear. All right. Well, let's get centered and focused and do something meaningful. And this is Christmas Eve. And, of course, Christmas Eve is always a special time on our planet. And as you all know, probably know, I don't have a traditional kind of relationship with Jesus. But I have the idea, and nobody else has to agree with this, but a lot of evidence supports it for me, that the way the universe works is that there is a group soul that's made up of graduates of this realm, souls that got off the wheel of reincarnation, and there's hundreds of millions of them, and that they act as a helper and a guide for souls that are still stuck here in reincarnation. And that according to my own research and investigation on this, this group soul is the group soul that spoke through Edgar Cayce, spoke through David Wilcock at one point, and Jesus was a member of this group soul. And when he said Father, it was this group soul that answered. Now, he may not have known that. He may not have been aware. He just may have been aware that there was a huge amount of love coming through and moving through him around the other people that he was in their presence. And what I'm saying, it may not be true, but I did a lot of investigation. We've done a lot of other calls where we went deep into it. And, of course, the interesting thing is people that have been associated with Jesus closely keep coming into the space of these calls. And early on, when I was talking to Daphne, they said there was one thing that Jesus may manifest through our call, through our work. At that time, we were not doing calls, and I had no idea what they meant by that. In fact, it a little scared me a little bit. But here we are. That was probably 10 years ago. Here we are having a very honored presence of Dr. Terry Friedman, who he believes, you know, I always say he believes, because if I said this was true, it would turn us into, you got to believe this and have faith. And I never say that. I say to everyone around me, don't believe anything. Kick the tires. See if it resonates. And if it does and it works for you, which it has for many people, keep coming back and see where it goes. Because what's happening is during these calls and in this work and in our materials and in our replays, many people experience an energy, and the energy is not me. I experience it. When I come on the call, no matter how I was before I came on the call, almost always there's an energy that comes in that other people keep emailing me, talking to me, that are having this experience. And, of course, we're having conversations with sources in other dimensions. And when I ask them questions, they say that energy is them. And they can project energy from where they are onto our whole planet. And the requirement is that people ask, that they don't violate free will. They don't want to be worshipped. They don't want to be, they don't want you to prostrate towards them, and that they want to help us. And we need help, in case you hadn't noticed. This planet needs help. And so Jesus was probably the finest, if one of the finest of the finest examples of someone who could anchor that energy on this planet. And of course, Terry Friedman has memories of walking around with Jesus. He has memories of being Matthew, who wrote the book of Matthew in another life. He has the idea that Jesus is with him right now and paying attention to this call. He pays attention to him all the time, that Jesus came to him and said that he wanted Terry to rewrite or update the book of Matthew, and he would help him with the memories, and Terry did it. And people that read that book have had amazing, especially if they came with a connection with Christianity, they came with a connection to Jesus. That book just fits really well. And I don't think there's one person that's read it that has said this is a bunch of BS. It rings true. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. You know, they're selling, we have it up on our website. You can get a PDF for as low as $5, just a donation, $12, but you can write in your own amount. You can get excerpts from it for free. You can, if you can't afford $5 and you email me, I'll send it to you for free because I don't want anyone not to have this book. Neither do, so does Terry. And I'm sure if Jesus is paying attention, he would want everyone to read it. So I'm going to turn it over to Terry. We've had a number of talks on our Monday calls and our Sunday calls, and Terry has been coming into our line, and we're bringing a lot of light into his little room right now by doing this here. And, you know, sometimes I know Terry, it can be discouraging for Terry. He feels, how would I say it? Shouldn't talk about him publicly. Right, Terry? he feels, you know, stuck. You know, he doesn't want to be, you know, he's a little disabled right now. We're hoping he can have some kind of healing, but whether he does or he doesn't, he's committed to this work he's doing. So, Terry Friedman, I turn it over to you.
Well, thank you, Ben. This night is indeed a very special night, primarily because it represents the wonderful event of the birth of our servant. I call him the servant because he always told me, I don't want to be your savior, but I wish to be your servant. And that's what I see him as. So this is a day that's been represented by the Bible and the churches as being the day that represents the birth of Jesus Christ. He was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, and he's brought a lot of light, a lot of truth, a lot of knowledge and wisdom to people's lives. In spite of all the problems that he had, even put death on the cross, he was resurrected and then immediately ascended and jumps back at will to help people when they request his help. So he's been very, very involved in helping the spiritual evolution of this planet. And we should thank him for sticking here and giving us the value of his wisdom, because he has so much wisdom, and he went against thought in his community and in the world at that time, where people felt entirely different about their enemies and the judgment and all these things. He changed the whole picture. It was a brand new day when he came in and began to relate and explain the truth about God and the truth about spiritual. Being spiritual, what that meant. So rather than falling in line with the popular talk, popular belief of that time, he completely shook up the world by bringing them an entirely new concept. And this has prevailed through these 2,000 years, and people believe a lot what he said, and even though they don't have all the truth, they have enough that they have followed him and they recognize his power and his truth that he's given to the world. As he said to me, it's time that we update the Bible. And you were the scribe. Just like that, I want you again to be a scribe in this new book, The Man Who Walked with Jesus. Be a scribe and make sure that people do understand the truth. Anything that's gotten changed or omitted in the last 2,000 years, let's put it back in and make sure everyone understands that is where the truth lies, and not a badly understood spiritual things that sometimes I dislike saying. Sometimes the church has put a certain spin on things for their own benefit or for the benefit of what they believe will be their religion. They've changed the words of Jesus and interpreted them differently than he originally experienced it. He originally meant it to be. So with that in mind, I think that we hear the new version of Matthew in the Bible. Not that Matthew is wrong, but the interpretation sometimes is incomplete, just as people today continue to perhaps say the wrong things and give you the wrong ideas. So that some people in power have made serious mistakes as far as interpretation of the wisdom of Jesus, or as I call them, Yeshua's words. So I like to say this is the time, and believe me, he's very happy with this time and his celebration, and he feels that the lights and the trees around America represents the light that he brings to the earth, even though in truth he wasn't born at this time at all. He was born in April 6th, but still, to him it doesn't make any difference. The fact is, the important thing is that this is represented and thought to be corrected. This is what people celebrate, and that's just fine with him. So enjoy Christmas time. See the light, see the community, see the love between each other, how they magnify his message and bring his message to all people. And I think you'll get the most out of Christmas if you think of the original reason for Christmas and live your life as if we are all sons and daughters of God, and we're all one, no matter what. Have no judgment. We're all one. So when would you take over? I think that's the main thing I wanted to say. When are you there?
I'm here, Terry. That was totally awesome. Thank you so much. And, you know, I have a question, and this is not an interview. This is just your night to be present. But over the months that we have interfaced with each other, you and I, and so that's over a year now, I get the idea that you've had an inner dialogue with Jesus over this period, and that, you know, he has a special relationship with you because of the time you spent with him and the commitment you made to his work, or our work, or when you say it's his work, his manifestation, better to say it. And that's true, correct?
Well, I don't feel I'm any special, more special than anybody else. Just I volunteered for the work because I believed in what he was doing. I saw the need. But other than that, I'm any more special than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mean that you were special. I mean, you are special. Everyone's special, but I didn't mean exalted. I kind of meant that just because you hung out together,
yeah.
you have an affinity with each other.
Well,
you
tuned I have definitely a special relationship with him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel I've really been very, very fortunate to have
mm-hmm.
been with him
mm-hmm.
in that journey 2,000 years ago.
And so right at this moment, I would speculate that Jesus is paying attention to what we're doing through you.
Well, he's very busy, but he can multi-operate. So
he can multitask, right?
Yeah.
So
but he does actually, this is one of his favorite times of the year. But he has a lot of things on his agenda. And,
he's busy, huh?
But this is very important to him.
Yes. Well, I wanted to do a planetary meditation, and we can have all of our sources helping. And if Jesus is there and wants to add his blessing, we certainly would love it. And we don't even have to answer that. We can just assume. Can we assume, Terry, should we assume that he's here or that the spirit is here?
Assume anything. We know that he's here. Know that he's here listening to this. That's a given.
Yeah, because this is special because you were his scribe and here we are. We're talking to however many people that are listening. But this is going to be on our website as an archive. And so many people have been touched by Jesus. And so many other people are curious about Jesus, wondering if he really existed and what he really did. And at some point, lots of people are going to be curious and listen to this. So we're setting this down to be as good as it can be in a way that for those people that it's important to find it, that they find it, and they can feel the energy. So let's now just all of us close our eyes and open our hearts. You know, every Sunday we come together and we do this. We bring our energies together. We feel each other. We feel the greater universe. We feel things. Sometimes we don't know if they are who we say they are, but the feeling is really great. I don't feel any conflict in it, any compromise, any disempowerment. I only feel connected. And so let's feel the connection. We can feel that Jesus is right here with us, right here loving you. We can feel our group soul energies right here, inside you. And right at this moment, ask for what you need. Ask in your life what you would like to come into it. Ask for healing. Ask for healing for someone else. you know, this is not a magic show. The way this works is our sources are in our free will. And it's very important to ask them for their help. And they can choose to blend with your energy and blend with the energies of people you care about. Braid or blend, whatever word you want to use. They just are here to help. They don't have anything else to do. They don't need to worry about earning a living. They don't need to worry about keeping a roof over their head or what's for dinner. This is their planet. This is their universe. And a lot of things have gone wrong here. And there's a chance to make things that are wrong right. And we have a lot of help. And you are part of that. First thing is to make yourself right, to find your own joy, to keep your own connection, to be financially secure so you can take care of yourself. Once you can take care of yourself, you can help take care of others. And many times, all this missing ingredient is your own energy. When your energy is focused and centered, it gets retransmitted into the world. People feel that, and suddenly the world gives you what you've been longing for. And so, what is it you need to do to get your energies centered? It's different for everybody. And each person has to do enough experimentation in their life to see what provokes their energies to flow, what brings them joy, what brings them mastership. It's each of our challenges to do this. And all these other sources, the Elohim group, the Ra group, Jesus, they're here to help. They're here to help, and the more you stretch, the more help you get. The more you work towards the upliftment of this planet, the more you love your neighbor as yourself, which is now doing God's work. It is now doing the work of Spirit. Because I use the word God, and we could say God was all that is, but in the higher realms, the way things have gotten screwed up down here is not such a great thing to watch. It would be like watching your own children ruining their lives and hurting each other and fighting with the neighbors. And this is their creation, and it hurts them to watch this. But they need people like us that can hold the frequency and radiate it out so that we can heal ourselves and we can heal other people. There was a thing in the reincarnation of Edgar Casey about the help one gets from higher realms, higher positive realms, is proportional to your commitment to be of service, to make a difference. Because now your goals match their goals, and they need you. They need us. Otherwise, without us, they're just a bunch of energy forms that can't ground to this realm. As far as I can tell, we are the ground for them. And however you choose to do it, even the smallest little efforts, I've learned this, they will match with multiplicity of energy to match your effort, to match your intention. And as long as you're going for the highest good of all concerned and honoring free will, there are no limits to the potentials of everyone on this line. And right now, I want to expand our energies that are expanded. We want to ask as a team to hold the space for transformation on our planet, for all those that are reaching, all those that are suffering, all those that took incarnations here to be of service and are lost. Many of them are the children of these group souls, and they came here to help. And once they got here, they forgot. Some of you are those children, and you're here. And the work we're doing is a reminder, a wake-up call. And when your heart resonates, you know it's true. You know it's your destiny. It's why you chose to be here. And it's the only way you'll free yourself from this realm, by stepping into your own destiny, stepping into your own courage, stepping into your own power, stepping into your own love. You can make a difference. You have the universe behind you, and you are important and needed. You have to start thinking of yourself differently from the way the world honors and puts people on pedestals. You may never get the accolades from the world for doing this work, but you will get the gratitude of the people who you serve and who you help. You will get the gratitude of the higher realms for making a difference and helping to be an expression of their intent to bring love and peace to the universe. Everyone here, you took the time to be here. Everyone here has that potential. Some of you are reaching it. It starts with small things. When I asked the Elohim in 2004, how am I supposed to do this? I mean, at that time, here I was having these conversations in my bedroom and having no money, having no support system, having nobody acknowledging me. And in fact, we had the people, everyone from David Wilcock to my publisher, thought I was a nutcase. And I asked the Elohim, I said, how am I supposed to do this? And they said, talk to one person at a time, and it'll get its own wings. So I started doing that. I mean, and you know, it's like it still works. Terry and I went to a restaurant, say, and there was a beautiful woman there who I just knew was a wanderer, and I just started talking to her. And it's not easy talking to one person at a time. You have to figure out what you're going to say. And Terry Friedman is talking to one person at a time, and it was a challenge. But you know what? When I ran into him, he talked to me, and we kept talking. And that's why we're here today with Terry, and that's why we're doing this work, and that's why you're here. And so let us hold the space for peace on planet Earth, for strength in numbers, holding the energy of transmutation, of loving each other as ourselves, of loving the Earth as being part of us. Send the energy to the Earth. We ask for patience with us, Mother Earth, in terms of earthquakes, in terms of catastrophes, in talking to our sources. Nothing is locked in stone about anything in the future. If you think it is, you're part of creating it. You have to be prepared because there's a lot of things that may go wrong. And you may need food. You may need water. You may need some extra gas. But it doesn't mean you have to anticipate anything's going to happen. It's like people get car insurance. They don't get car insurance because they think they're going to have an accident. They don't get medical insurance because they think they're going to be in the hospital. So do some little extra things just in case you need them. And we ask for mitigation on the earthquakes. We ask for obstacles to negative agendas. We ask for dispersion of chemtrails and anything negative in the sky. Let's just see that. Let's take that for a moment. We ask for capping the radiation in Fukushima, which is still, according to my best information, leaking radiation. And quite a bit of it. We ask for help in the chemical spill that happened in the Gulf of Mexico, which, as I understand it, is still very negatively impacting the water there. There are a lot of things that are going wrong on our planet, and they're not always in the newspaper. And some of them are critical. And we just ask for the most positive outcome, the most amount of people reaching for love light, the most miracles to transform things beyond what seems possible, and that expect miracles. Part of your expectation is what creates a miracle. And this is Christmas Eve, 2014. We have about 7 minutes left. And let me see if Terry Friedman wants to share anything additional.
Well, I think you very nicely covered the subject. I do want to make several points. We all are impressed with miracles. Yet Jesus said, don't put your interest in miracles. Put your interest in truth and daily living. You don't have to go to see these miracles go on, but to believe and accept by word without miracles is a very special thing. As I said, it's very important now. We should attempt to bring heaven to earth. So that has been one of my goals since he invited me to participate with him. Many, many, many thousands and thousands of years ago, this was planned. It was no accident. It wasn't just a run-of-the-mill thing that happened. This has been planned to help the people of the planet to evolve spiritually. And he was able to understand the direction that the planet Earth, Gaia, I call it Gaia, was going. It was going to get a lot of people in trouble. And to try to bail them out and help them, give them a roadmap. A roadmap to see how to behave and how to look to follow man and how to behave on this planet and to be a blessing for God here and a servant of his, and that his will and your will be identical. And by doing that, the hope that, indeed, as I said before, that this earth will be a place where we will bring heaven onto the earth and all exist in that beautiful concept of heaven as we would really like to see it. No wars, no judgment. People being healthy and who are not automatically healed, and this is what we want to see. Much faith, much hope, much goodwill to fellow man. And that's really the message of Christmas, where Jesus came here to express these very things. This is a way to behave here on this planet, a long distance from the central sun. We are at a distant location. Nevertheless, what happens here is noted by everyone in our galaxy, because it's very critical. Our behavior, our lives are very much looked at by the populations and the citizens of all the constellations in this galaxy and many others that exist. So even though we're a long way from the central sun, we must realize that we're very much a part of all of it, part of all the plans that God has for us, and not to be impatient, but to be patient. Where he allows us our free will here, allows us to come and see his point of view and actually perform his will as our will. And he gives us a limited amount of time, whatever it takes, whatever path you want to take, how many detours you wish to do, it's quite all right. He has no judgment to that. That's all just fine. And remember, everything that happens to you is a challenge for you to overcome. And you're never given more by God than you actually have the ability to deal with. In other words, any challenge that you're going to have here on planet Gaia, it will be handled by you quite handily, because you have within you the ability to do that. He only gave you any challenge that you have the ability within yourself, by yourself, to solve. So don't give up hope, but continue to have hope and belief in Jesus' message for the Messiah. It's something we can all achieve some distant time. Never fear. Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Terry, and thank you so much for being with us. Your words are so inspiring and uplifting, and the Christed energy is something that I can feel when you're present with us. And thank you, Jesus, for the work you've done in anchoring this energy onto our planet. Thank you for staying and watching over your work and helping those that reach for you. And thank Terry Brown for the work she's done. And she hasn't said much this call, but she is an angel, and she has blessed us all by her presence and her contribution on these calls. And thank you all who are here all over the world paying attention. Thank you for being part of this and making it real and making it anchor. And let's all hold the space. I don't know if you don't send them an email, but let's hold the space that Terry and I will end up on George Norrie in the first part of the year. So on that note, I'm going to say goodbye, and let's see here if I do this right. Hang on.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Wynn.
Thank you, Wynn.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Uncle Terry.
Always blessing.
Good night, everybody. You are welcome.
Thank Wynn.
Ho, ho, ho.
Your conference recording has stopped.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you, Wynn. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks, Wynn and Terry. Thanks.
Love you all.